about stuff. Then somewhere out there is a random fluctuation of this stuff. It isn't a big bang, it's just time and space in the universe which caused the Big Bang to this produced an inconceivable quarks or whatever the else of the particle of matter is at an inconceivable temperature, and in the next few hundreds of a second, matter we know is formed with electrons, protons, neutrons, mesons, and so on. Under the influence of chance, guided by the laws of nature, these become attracted to each other by quantum mechanical bumping, which gradually forms different stars, planets, and galaxies.
On this Earth, in a primitive reducing atmosphere, CH4CON into NH2 under the influence of ultraviolet light, cosmic radiation, lightning, and the impact of meteors, vast and complex biochemicals that form spontaneously on the surface of active catalysts in your volcano.
Some or other, chemicals cross the statistical barrier of inconceivable complexity for first cells. Natural selection favored the most adapted, they expanded to fill new ecological niches. Adaptive radiation gave rise from vertebrates, chordates, vertebrates, fishes, amphibians, reptiles, and mammals. First primates evolved into our ape-like ancestors, which climbed out of the trees and onto the plain. Then human beings evolved language, technology, art, culture, and philosophy.
Philosophy means finding ultimate happiness, and that means being completely natural, because human beings are just animals, and animals are just chemicals. Chemicals are nothing more than subatomic particles acting naturally, so just be yourself and act naturally, because Bell's theorem tells us that everything is related.
Nothing is more or less than anything else, because everything is
nothing. Everything
is just a random
nothing
dance
is one and one is nothing.
Emptiness is form, and form is emptiness.
Everything
is one, and one is nothing.
What?
So don't be confused, just act naturally. Get free from your hang-ups, and enjoy yourself.